Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, the word that I have on my heart today is sober. To be sober. Oh, if we ever needed to be sober, it's this time in which we live. There's so many things going on. It's not a matter of trying to inspire fear in people to say that. It's a matter of trying to inspire watchfulness and sobriety. You know, even the Word of God says itself in Philippians 2:12, and this is just one example. The Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." In other words, approaching it with soberness and reverence, and also knowing the consequences of not doing the right thing. I think a lot of times, in the name of trying to not inspire fear in people, we're not actually informing them about things that could destroy them. Anybody that talks about doing the right thing can be accused of being a fear monger. But when you teach your child not to touch a hot stove, are you being a fear monger? Are you trying to protect them? The Lord Jesus Christ comes into our life to keep us from harm. And if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, bad things can and will happen to us. If I didn't tell you that, then I would be in error. But in telling you that, I run the risk of being called a fearmonger. I'd rather err on the side of preparing you and warning you. And I say again, we need to be sober. I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians 5:5. It says, "You are sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing." Let me read that in the New Living Translation. It says, "For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like others." Well, is that being a fearmonger to say be on your guard? No, it's for your protection. Reading on, "Stay alert and be sober. Night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly, protected by the body armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. He died for us, so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing." Interesting there, in verse 9 it says, "For God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us, so that if Jesus Christ is not accepted, what is left but wrath?" Well, let's look at 1 Peter 1:13. It says, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind." And before this, if you read, it's talking about what Christ came and did, his suffering, and then what he did through his glorification. And then it says, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" Going back to how that started, it said, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope." Be sober, be serious. Don't be intoxicated by whether it be with drink, A lot of us don't drink, but you can be intoxicated or your reasoning altered or your contact with the Holy Spirit would be a better way of saying it altered because of the cares of this life. Just as in the parable, it talks about being overtaken with the thorns, the cares of this life. Another scripture that says, don't be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, or the cares of this life. These things that can make us drunk, in that we are altered toward flesh things and thinking about everything else except what God is saying. And in doing so, we can run into major problem. And if I'm being a fearmonger to tell you that, then I guess that's what I am. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Be sober and be vigilant. Why? Because the adversary is walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, you could say, well, that causes me to be fearful. Good. You don't need to walk into the jaws of a roaring lion. Now, on the other hand, when you've accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life and you're listening to the Holy Spirit to the best of your ability, then constantly worrying about what's going to happen to you or walking in fear is not God's will. But we do fear to the extent that we are aware that the devil is out there. We are aware that our only hope is Jesus Christ. And we are aware of the importance or the critical nature of the fact that we need to listen to the Holy Spirit and respond to what he says. There is safety in that. Outside of that, there is no safety, and you need to fear. Oh, please listen to what I'm saying to you today. It's my care for you that causes me to bring this to you. Don't you want to be sober? Don't you want to be vigilant? Don't you want to dwell in Jesus Christ where you're safe? Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, that if we walk in you, that we don't have to fear. But Lord, we fear to the extent that we will be obedient. We fear to the extent that we understand that there is an enemy of our soul that would do us in if we walk outside your covering. We don't want to, Lord. We want to dwell in you where we are safe. And Lord, we know that you've rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, so that only your word can be manifest in and through us. Lord, we have only to walk in it. Please help us to do so. It's in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, the next time you wonder whether or not something is fear-mongering, ask this question. Is the motive to keep you from harm? And if it is, thank God for it. I'm praying for you.